When I was in high school, I liked laughing a lot. I wanted to laugh. I began to collect and listen to albums of stand-up comics. There was Bob Newhart, Shelley Berman, George Carlin, and Jonathan Winters. I'd watch Ed Sullivan every week to see the comic he had on. I was obsessed with laughter, and if someone had said I'd end up a comic, I'd have laughed in his or her face. But I think what attracted me to the comic mind was the ability to pick up on the absurd, or, in the case of the brilliant Mr. Winters, to show just how absurd the absurd could be. I'd begun to sense a glitch in the matrix of my life, if you will, and comedians were the first to point me in the direction of just where that glitch might be. My search led me to subscribe to a satiric magazine called The Realist by Paul Krasner. It affected and shaped my young, impressionable mind in ways unimaginable. I cannot for the life of me remember how I stumbled upon the magazine, but it was more precious to me than all the breasts that Playboy could deliver. It was a pathologically dark humor magazine, for which Mr. Krasner was the inspiration, publisher, and primary source. I'll never forget opening one issue, and there, smack dab in the middle of the magazine, was a panorama of all the Disney characters. It was seemingly harmless, but on closer inspection, you realized every one of them was doing something utterly perverse. Dumbo is taking a dump on Donald Duck. Goofy is screwing Minnie Mouse. Grumpy is shoving it up Dopey's ass. He had taken the Vatican of children's lore and cut it down to size. Disney, I heard, wanted to sue him, but eventually changed its corporate mind. This taught me never to trust anyone who doesn't have a sense of humor. Still, I shrieked. I howled. I couldn't wait to share this newfound treasure with my friends, because that's when I realized their cartoon books weren't insane. They were satire. I promptly became hooked on the way Mr. Krasner saw the world. I read every issue, and I was astounded when he took on the unthinkable, the death of Kennedy. William Manchester had written a bestseller called The Death of a President, and Jackie Kennedy fought the book's publication until certain passages were removed. The Realist claimed to have gotten a hold of those sections and printed them in one of its issues. You have to realize that at this point in time, President Kennedy was still considered a secular figure of almost religious importance. His death was considered sacred. The concept of any type of humor that would directly involve this national nightmare was impossible to fathom. Now, I must warn you, we are about to cross over a line here that will definitely separate a lot of us. There will be those of you who will hear the following and throw this in the trash, while others won't be able to stop listening. We've come to a bridge a lot of you might not want to cross. It's one of the first bridges I crossed that took me to where I am today. I am not doing this to shock anyone, nor am I interested in having young teens flip out. I read this stuff when I was 16. It didn't damage me in the least. If anything, this was my baptism in the healing power of laughter. If my sense of humor had a bar mitzvah, this was it. So here it is. An excerpt from the parts left out of the Kennedy book, written by Paul Krasner.